Yes, you are. You are amazing, God. Just go ahead and tell God right now that, God, you are amazing. You are amazing. Look to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, we have a God that is amazing, that looks at death of our hearts and still loves us the same, incomparable. Wow, he is amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing, God. Ooh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have a God that is amazing. Amazing God with amazing people. Amen. So y'all should have shouted right there, and we all could have went home with amazing God with amazing people. Tell your neighbor, I'm amazing. I'm amazing. It may be a little messy right now, but I'm still amazing. Just wait and see what God does with me. I'm amazing because I have an amazing God. Yes. Amen. 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 Lord, now may my heart, Father God, be acceptable in your sight. May I decrease and you increase, that all that you have in store for your people be given right now. May this day be the beginning of all of our days to show who you are, the amazing God that you truly are, that we are your amazing people, that we live as amazing folk that you have created us to be. We thank you now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all who believe that, go ahead and say amen. Amen. That it means that it is so. That is the Jewish Hebrew word, that amen, that it is so. Amen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, as we look at the world today, it would look as if things have gone south, and it does not look good. Just in our own backyard, companies have been here for years, are beginning to close down parts of their operations. Once again, large and small have closed shop because one thing or another. And although new jobs have been created and employment is lower than it has been in years, yet it still doesn't seem and feels as if things have gotten any better. Do I have a witness in this place? The Dow Jones, the S&P, both have taken a nosedive along with yours and my 401k and other averages have taken a beating. Our troops are in harm's way. The political scene is muddy, and our neighbors, one who thinks they would and they would be unsafe, they are unsafe, with all the day-to-day violence in them and the unrest between ethnic groups that have those who have not and want not, can't do, those who have dared to dream and others who won't dream, don't want to dream, haven't dreamed, and not going to dream. Things are beginning to look a little bleak. And yet, with the beginning of the new year, many of us start out with the hopes in the new year, believing that it would be different than the previous one. Yeah, we started out the new year thinking that this is going to be our year. It's going to be better than the last. We had high hopes of everything was going to be better, but just looking around us, it thinks one that they might have been wrong with that prediction. It looks kind of bleak. But let even with that, let us now take a look in our scriptures for this morning and see what thus says the Lord. As we continue to move forward, if you would please open your Bibles and turn with me to the first epistle to the Corinthians. Corinthians, the first chapter, and look at the 9th verse. Corinthians 1 and the 9th verse, and we will find, and we are told these words. 1 Corinthians, first chapter, verse 9, we are told these words. I'm reading out of a New King James Version. You may have a new NIV. You may have the Message Bible. You may have the old King James. You may have a New American Standard. It does not matter. God's words remains the same. And it reads this: eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Amen. You can be seated. Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Just for a little while, I would like for us to think on this thought: endless possibilities. I'm sorry, it was 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. I wrote it down right, but then put it down wrong here. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. 2 and 9. Yeah, thank you. I just want us to think on endless possibilities. Endless possibilities. We have here the Apostle Paul speaking to those who are in the church of Corinth, who was battered and troubled with the world and the city around it, immoralities, split factions, dragging one another to court, selfishness, and many other things. Yeah, they had it rough, y'all. They had it rough. They had it rough. People were not doing what they should have been doing. They were taking on the world around them. Anything they thought they were big enough and bad enough to do, they started doing. Fights in the church, fights in their home, people acting silly and crazy, and it wasn't even hot and hazy. It seemed that they had lost their mind and lost their way in the church that Paul had established in the city of Corinth, which was a big commercialized city. And you know how that goes. When you look at the world and it seems to be right, everybody wants to live large and in charge. And so the people were taking on the world, even though they were Christians. And if you look at our lives today, a lot of the same things that were happening then is happening right now, even in our own backyard. And so the people here were doing those, but still in the midst of it all, they believed in the Son of God. And Jesus Christ, he was that one. Not much different, as I said earlier, not much different than our world today. We believe and we still have problems. Does anybody agree with me on that? We have problems on the political scene. We have problems in our schools. We have problems in our city, problems in the world, problems all around you. Sometimes all it seems like all we have is nothing but problems. Yet we still believe. But for some reason or another, we just can't seem to get it right. And so there's problems, and we wonder, will anyone be able to solve them? We look here and there, high and low, and yet it still looks like things are not going to change. And like the church of Corinth, who has been given spiritual gifts, we have been given the same. Yeah. They're looking all on the outside and looking at the wrong things they've done on the inside, and they have the spiritual gifts, not using them to the ability that God has given them. And we too today, we're looking on the outside. We're looking all around us and looking on the inside of the things that we're doing wrong instead of the things that we're doing right, when God has given us those spiritual gifts to overcome any problems that we have. And so as we look back at what Reverend Lorinda preached last Sunday, when she used the topic, things are subject to change, but God's promises stay the same. And this is why the Apostle Paul is speaking to us today, and those things around you may not be the best, but because God's promise gives you endless possibilities. Look at it. Here they were in the church, troubled, battered, beaten, and worn. They were fussing about who could bring the best word. Does that sound like us today? Whose church is bigger? Whose choir is better? Whose organist has all the gifts that there is? They have gifts, abusing their gifts, talking about how gifted and talented they are, and still with all those gifts, they can't even cure a headache. And so they are wondering, how are we going to get through this troubled time? But Paul steps up and reminds them that they have endless possibilities. And that's why I want to tell you for 2016, no matter what the political climate looks like, no matter what the job situation looks like, no matter what your health looks like, it's still not the end of the story, because inside you, you have endless possibilities. When you are a believer, a child of God, God has promised you things that shall come to pass, and that gives you endless possibilities. Paul states, he says, eyes have not seen. Meaning, you can't look at it with the natural eye. It's not going to be able to behold it. Nor ears heard. No matter if you got a hearing aid or not, your ears are not going to be able to hear it, nor has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. In other words, God has prepared things that you haven't seen, that you haven't heard, that hasn't entered into your spirit, because you're not there yet. Everybody say yet. Yeah. Yeah. Although you gifted, although you talented, although you possess many things, you have done many things, have gone many places, yet you haven't got to the pinnacle that God would have you to get yet. And so the world around us seems troubled, and we don't understand that we still have endless possibilities. One is that we dare to dream. You have endless possibilities when you can forgive. Remember, I said they're having trouble in the church, as the world around them has infiltrated and caused things to arise. They're having trouble in the church. And one thing they're having trouble is they're not able to forgive one another. you hamper, you stop the flow of the possibilities that God has given you when you won't have forgiveness in your heart. And so they had to learn to love and forgive one another. And we have to do the same today. We have to learn to love and forgive one another. Even when they hurt our feelings, even when they've done us wrong, even when they didn't keep their word, we're still going to have to love and forgive them when they've done our parents wrong, when they've done our children wrong, when they've done our race wrong. We're still going to have to love and forgive them that we would have those endless possibilities. Even when you weren't taught all the things that you needed to know, even when you seem like you have a slave mentality, you still had to reach for the best that God has for you. And they had to love one another. The other, they had to get over their fear. The fear of the world around them that will take over and swallow them up if they didn't become like them. The fear of if I stand up and be different, then I'm not going to be successful in making it because I understand that I'm a child of God and I can't be like everybody else. I have to dare to dream. Tomorrow we're going to recognize an individual who left a life and legacy, and they are so caught up on a dream. Keep the dream alive. The dream was always there. He just understood that he had endless possibilities that God placed in him. And so therefore, he was not going to sit on the sideline. And God is telling you today, don't sit on the sideline, because inside you have endless possibilities. How do I know? Because he placed them there. Endless possibilities. You can't give in to everything that's around you. You can't live by the carnality of your mind. You got to strive to live in the spirit. All Paul could tell them was, I'm not coming to you with wisdom of worldly words, with all the philosophy, all the intelligence that I have. I'm coming to you with one thing only, that is Christ crucified and his resurrection. These endless possibilities that I'm letting you know you have is through Christ Jesus. He's the one that shed his blood on Calvary, that you have these endless possibilities. They were mysteries long time ago, but now they're open up to you if you open up your heart to the Lord. Endless possibilities. Not worried about what says on the latest talk shows. Not the latest Greek mythology, but what thus says the Lord. Endless possibilities. And we know that by the woman at Zarephath. There was a drought going on, and she was ready to give it all up. Gathering some sticks for her and her son to eat their last meal. And then the prophet Elijah came by and instructed the widow to fix him a small cake. She had only enough for one meal. Enough the little oil and enough meal in the barrel just to do the one meal. But Elijah was saying, you don't understand, you have endless possibilities if you just follow the instructions of Almighty God. And she decided to do so, and she fixed him the cake, and her meal barrel never ran low. Endless possibilities. Not only did she realize the physical, but she understood the spiritual, that this is a man of God and his words are true. If God said it, that settles it, and it is so endless possibilities. And then the heart change of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus who stole money from the people, who was a wee little man in stature, became a giant of a man in spirit, decided if God is willing to invite me to his, to come to my house, I'm willing to change my heart. Endless possibilities. Where he did more than what the law said of giving back. And then in Philippians 4:19, where it tells us that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Endless possibilities. Well, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying as we stand here today, 2016, January the 17th, we got to understand that regardless what surrounds us, regardless what we're going through, regardless how things change, God's promise is the same. We are winners and we have endless possibilities. Endless possibilities. We can make a difference in the lives of others. We can overcome whatever obstacles are in our way. We can become better than what we were yesterday, what we are today, because we have endless possibilities. Jesus Christ died on the cross that the love from heaven would flow to earth and the Holy Spirit would reside in us, that we would have endless possibilities. It just doesn't stop when you give your life to Christ. But it continues day after day after day after day. You have endless possibilities. When someone on your job wants to know how come you keep on trying, you tell them because I got endless possibilities. Well, did you hit a dead end yesterday? Yes, I did. Is that a dead end now? Yes, it is. But I still have endless possibilities. Did you get that contract? No, I didn't. Well, did this person do business with you? No, they didn't. But I still have endless possibilities. Did you get that job? No, but I got one on the way because there's endless possibilities. Are you healed? Not yet, but yet there's still endless possibilities. As long as God gives me breath in my body, I can move part of my limbs. I can think in the spirit. I have endless possibilities. I can pray for someone. Even if I can't mumble a word, I can do it in the spirit. Endless possibilities. No money in my pocket. I can still help someone. Endless possibilities. And that's all Paul was saying. Because of God's grace, you have been given endless possibilities. Endless possibilities. Never be caught up with what the world is caught up with. But be willing to be called out. Because you have endless possibilities. You have endless possibilities. For one, God is not going to give up on you. Two, God is not going to give up on you. Three, God has not given up on you. And that's given you endless possibilities. Because of God's grace and his mercy, we all have endless possibilities.
Jesus fed over 5,000 because he understood that the disciples needed to see the endless possibility that what could be done with two small fishes and five loaves of bread. Endless possibilities. How water could be turned into wine. Endless possibilities. How the dead can be raised and given back to their families. Endless possibility. How the deaf could speak and the lame could walk. Endless possibilities. How you have come from where you started to where you are. Endless possibilities. How you making it in your marriage. Endless possibilities. Have you gone through college? Endless possibilities. And how you got through a breakup. Endless possibilities. God is not done with you yet. Regardless what has happened to you, regardless what you have gone through, regardless what you're going through, you still have endless possibilities, and the best is still yet to come. In 2016, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered to the hearts of man of what God, good things which God has prepared for those who love him. If you love the Lord, it's still coming out good. What the enemy meant for bad, God bends it for good. You have endless possibilities. You haven't seen it. You haven't heard it. You haven't experienced it. But it's there. It's there. It's there. Because you love the Lord. It's not just to be seen with the eyes. It's not just to be heard with the outer ear. But it's supposed to be knowledge in the heart. Those things which God has prepared for you. Because you love him and he loves you. If God said it, that settles it. And it is so. You are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are a winner. You are a giver and not a borrower. You are full of endless possibilities because of the grace of God through Christ Jesus that has planted his spirit inside you. You have endless possibilities. Love those who hate you. Forgive those who've done you wrong. And fear not what somebody says you can't do. But step out in faith and possess the land. Because God says you have endless possibilities.